Whoa, you carved all of that?
I carved all that? Yes. I did.
Fourth graders from Keetgushiheen Elementary School were pretty impressed with Master Carver Tommy Joseph's work, but not as impressed as they were with themselves.
I'll probably brag to my friends that I painted it. Be like, oh my gosh, I gotta paint that.
That's 9-year-old Delilah Callahan, a student in Mindy Berry's class. The importance of the experience was not lost on her.
Don't really get the opportunity to paint it all the time.
A lot of people don't.
So who's ready to do some painting? Yeah. So grab a brush.
Wielding brushes dipped in a deep red latex house paint, Delilah and her classmates attacked the belly of the wooden cormorant that was perched high atop a plainly carved pole.
You know what a cormorant is?
That's Joseph.
A lot of times we see them right out here on the beach or on the rocks. I saw some yesterday out at Seamart parking lot down on the water there. It's a black shorebird, ocean bird.
The students cycled through the totem pole station in small groups, while others learned about how traditional paint colors were made, sometimes with salmon roe and iron oxide. Another group heard about the significance of the totem poles and their stories from Sitka National Historic Park employees. Much of the history of this pole is unknown, however. Joseph says a story just didn't come with it.
It's a mortuary pole. It could have been the guy was from the Cormorant House, or it's part of his clan crest.
Alaska Territorial Governor John Brady acquired the cormorant pole from a Tlingit village in 1903, along with others in the park. Some traveled to the St. Louis World's Fair shortly after, and then came to sit where they are seen today, although some originals have been replicated.
So it is part of Sitka's history now, and the local native culture. Good for the kids to learn about that.
Teacher Barry agrees. Fourth graders in Alaska study the state's cultural history. She says being able to help Joseph put the lessons into action.
It's been absolutely wonderful to be able to tie this in to our unit and be able to, you know, talk about totems and, you know, the stories behind them, and then actually to get their hands on and see, you know, the carving happening and being a part of the painting is pretty exciting.
Joseph has worked with students before, but never this young. And he was admittedly a little nervous about it, as it took him months to carve the pole out of a 26-foot red cedar tree. But he had a similar opportunity when he was in elementary school that got him started on his craft.
When I was in the third grade, I got to carve on wood in a class when I was 8.
That's an experience he likes to share with people of all ages, and especially kids. And he may have just inspired a new generation of wood carvers. 9-year-old Sunny McClanahan says the field trip was awesome.
This is my first time painting a totem pole, so I actually get to have an experience. I actually loved it.
Joseph will put the finishing touches on the recreated pole, and it will be raised along the trail in the park sometime after its completion. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.